Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Lamed Hey, 18 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Bey is at the new Mishnah. Yesh Chayiv al Maisa Shariyu, Potter al Maisa Atzmai. There are some that will be Chayiv for the Maisa of the animal. However, they will be Potter if they do the same act. Potter al Maisa Shariyu, Chayiv al Maisa Atzmai. And there are some that will be Potter for the Maisa of the animal, but they will be obligated to pay based on their action. And the Mishnah is, Ketzad, what are examples of these two Klalim? And the Mishnah will bring two examples for both of these Klalim, and we'll start with the second Klal, as we had a cloud that potal maisa shayev v'chayev al maisa atzmai. And the first example is shayev shabiyesh potav who shabiyesh chayev, that if his shayev is mevayesh someone, then he'll be potav. However, if a person is mevayesh another person, then he'll be chayev. And Rashi explains to the Kaimalon, as we learned at Daf Chafav Amnalf, ish ba misai v'lo shor ba misai, there's only a person that damages another person that is chayev to pay dalad varim, but a shor that damages a person will not be chayev in dalad varim, and the only will only be chayev to pay for nezek. And it's clear from Rashi that this didn't that the Mishnah stated is not only relevant to the din of Baishas and it's relevant to every other of the Dalet Varim, and the owner of a shor that damages a person will not be chayiv for tsar ripoy shevis or Baishas. And certainly Taisus agrees with that, and David Masal Sheri Shabiyish Pata, as Taisus bothered that if it really goes on all Dalet Varim, then why didn't the Mishnah also mention all Dalet Varim? And Taisus points out, tsar ripoy v'shevis v'dmei v'lodes loy chashiv mishum dem shaminu mastis in the chayvel, and we will learn this din in a Mishnah in Perak HaChayvel. And Taisus bothered that if the reason why we don't mention Tsar Ripoy and Shevis and Dmei Vlodis is because we're going to mention the Mishnah on Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, the Lechayr, why does that Mishnah discuss Baishas over here if that is also Mefurish in that Mishnah? And Taisa says, Mikom Makom Tana Hacha L'dak Deku Dumi D'Shayre Oy Shayre Dumi D'Day. And as we will see when we learn the Gemara further, the Mishnah continues with a second example, Shayre Shesimas Ein Avda V'Hippol Shinei Pata, that if someone Shor blinds the eye of his Eved or he knocks out his teeth, then the owner will be Pata because the Eved is considered the mammon of the Adin, and therefore it's similar to a scenario where his shor damages his own keli, where of course the Adin doesn't have any responsibility and he's no one to pay. However, however, if the Adin himself blinds the eye of his Eved or he knocks out his tooth, then the Adin will be chayiv. And of course, when the Mishnah says that the Adin will be chayiv, it doesn't mean that the Adin has to pay him, but it means that the Adin will have to let his Eved Knani go out l'chayrus. And the Mishnah continues, and now we'll give two examples of the first case of the Mishnah, the first cloud, yish chayiv al maisa shayri, u potal maisa atzmai. And the Mishnah states, shayri shechavu ba'ovu v'imai chayiv, Reuven's shor damages Reuven's father or Reuven's mother, then certainly Reuven will be chayiv to pay for that damage. However, v'hu shechavu ba'ovu v'imai potal, if Reuven himself damages his father or his mother, then Reuven will be potal, because he's b'schayiv b'nafshay, as the maisa, there's a din of kamalei b'ravnei, and of course, a person that's chavu ba'ovu v'imai is chayiv misa. In addition, the Mishnah brings a second example, shayri shidlik sagadish b'shay b'schayiv, that if Reuven Shor lights up a pile of wheat of Shimon on Shabbos, then Reuven will be chayiv to pay to Shimon. And as Rashi says, that he'll only pay chatzi nezek because this is a case that's mishunah. Ultimately, Reuven will be chayiv. However, who shidlis hakadosh b'Shabbos potah, if Reuven himself goes and lights a fire and burns down the pile of tefuah of Shimon on Shabbos, then Reuven will be potah because of the din of kamalei b'ravnei. And as the Mishnah states, mepeishu mischayiv b'nafshay. In both of these examples, the reason why Reuven himself will be potah is because of the klal of kamalei b'ravnei. And our Gemara begins, Tani Ravo, Kamed Rabbi Echron, Ravo said the following brisa in front of Rabbi Echron, Kol Mekalkel Ptur, Nechutz Mechoy Lomaver, that anyone that's Mekalkel on Shabbos will be Potter, aside for someone that creates a Chavol in a person, or someone that burns something on Shabbos, where although it's a Kilkel, they will still be Chayiv. And the reason why Kol Mekalkel is Ptur on Shabbos is because Melachis on Shabbos have to be a Melachis Machshavos, and has to be a creative action, and it can't be a destructive action. And Rashi explains that even though by chayiv l'mave it's a kilkel, you'll still be chayiv on Shabbos. Can be farish time himself to Shabbos perak oirig. But it's your kral mishri mila michlal de shach chayiv l'chayiv. But the gei chavala, since the Torah had to say they allowed to do mila on Shabbos, so it's mukach that regular chavala would be chayiv. And with the aser achman is sreifas bas koyin b'Shabbos. And by the fact that we said that you can't go and kill a bas koyin on Shabbos, and even though it is a kilkel, and still we had to say that you can't do so on Shabbos, so it's mukach that mekalkel b'avar is chayiv. Could go in aser kli the mekalkelu, for example, if someone burns a kli, which is a case of kilkel. And the Gemara continues, Amalais, Rabbi Echron responded back to Ravo, Puk Tani Lubra, go outside and explain this brisa to other people, but don't speak about it in the base medrash because it's not a valid brisa. As Chayv L'Maver in a Mishnah, the din of Chavala and Maver, that even though it's a kilkel, you'd be Chayv on Shabbos, is not a genuine Mishnah. As even B'negei Chavala and Maver, if it would be a kilkel, then you'd be Potter on Shabbos, and the Intim Slam Mishnah. And even if you could tell me that there is a Mishnah that tells us that B'negei Chavala and B'negei havara that you are chayiv on Shabbos. And as Rashba actually points out, that we will have a Mishnah on Daf Pei Zayin Beis that if someone damages someone on Shabbos, that they are chayiv misa. And we also have our Mishnah that speaks about havara, and it states that who shidlik sagadish b'Shabbos pata miplashu mischayiv ben afshari. And therefore, you see that you are chayiv on Shabbos for havara, even though it will be a kilkel. And Rabbi Yechon tells us that we'll have to explain that those Mishnayos are not referring to a case of kilkel, but chayiv b'tzarch l'kabay, that the case of chavala was where Reuven needed blood to give to his kelev, and therefore it was not considered a kilkel. And mavet b'tzarch l'efray, and in our Mishnah when it talks about avara, Reuven actually made his fire because he needed these ashes. And as Rashi says, even though there is a kilkel over here, but mekalkel amanas l'sakim, and therefore you're going to be chayiv. Nayin Teisu points out that even though Rabbi Yechon seems to say that these are cases of tikkun, but these are not really great tikkunim, and really it's not the derech for someone to go and be chayiv b'chaveri in order to give the blood for his kelev or lisuf gadish bavo eifa. Rabbi Yechon holds that all you need is a tikkun tzas, and that will be enough to be mischayiv you b'negei chavala and b'negei maver. Nayin Teisu discusses that l'chayra according to Ravo that even in a case of kilgul you'll be chayiv. So l'chayra it's a malacha she'in tzuch l'gufa, and why should you be chayiv at all? Ayin sham. And the Gemara continues and we'll ask a question Rabbi Yechon, who just stated that b'negei chayiv l'maver you will be pata if it's a kilgul gomer. And the Gemara asks a question from our Mishnah, as now we learned in our Mishnah, shor shidlik sagadish b'shabbos chayiv. If someone shor is madlik sagadish on Shabbos, then Reuven will be chayiv for the damage. And however, the Mishnah continues, who shidlik sagadish b'shabbos pata? If Reuven burns down the gadish of his friend on Shabbos, then Reuven will be pata because of kamei rabbanei v'ktani who dumi d'shorei. And l'chayr, it seems to the Mishnah, we're comparing the case of a person burning down a gadish to the case of a shor and mas shorei d'le kabayle. And just like in the case of shor, we're talking about a scenario where the shor didn't need the ashes, and certainly a shor doesn't have any need and any requirement for ashes. And we continue in Daf Lamed Hei Amud Aleph Afunami Delikabayle, and therefore l'chayr we're talking about a case where Reuven burnt down the gadish even though he didn't need these ashes, and even though the tzavara was a pure kilkel v'ktani, and we still learned in the Mishnah potter that Reuven will be potter from tashlumen and he doesn't have to pay shimon v'pleishu nidu b'nafshei, because it's a case of kamei rabbanei, and Reuven will be chayiv misa for burning down a gadish on Shabbos even though it was a pure kilkel and it was in tzarech l'afrei. And l'chayr it seems clearly like Ravo that Reuven will be chayiv misa even by a vara v'in tzarech l'afrei, and even though it's a kilkel. And the Gemara answers loy shari dumi today, that the diak from our Mishnah is not that he is compared to the case of shor, but the case of shor is similar to the case of a person that burns down a gadish mahu de kabayle. And just like b'negei Reuven is talking about a case where Reuven needed the ashes, as if Reuven did not need the ashes, then it would not be a din of kamei rabbanei, and Reuven will not be potter for burning down this gadish on Shabbos. Similarly, af shari de kabayle b'negei the case of an axe burning down someone's gadish, it could be talking about a case where the shor actually required these ashes and created this fire in order to get the ashes. And the Gemara asks, shari hechem shkachas law, what is the case of a shor that requires ashes and that it would go and actually burn something in order to get those ashes? And Rav Avya explains, we're talking about a shor that was a chacham, and he had a bite on his back and he was in pain, and the shor therefore burned down this gadish b'kavona, and it did so in order to create ashes, and this way the shor would be able to roll in the ashes and that would make his wound feel better. And the Gemara asks, how do we know that the shor actually had kavona and knew exactly what it was doing and was trying to create ashes? Then Gemara explains the bust of the kalya, after he created this fire and he made this into ashes, the shor then went and rolled around in the ashes. And the Gemara asks, is this such a shor that is such a chacham and could plan and execute such a plan? And the Gemara says in that there was a case that Hutur the Havabi Rapapa, there was a shor that was owned by the Hasra Rapapa, and as we know, Rapapa and his family were brewers of date beer, and the Havakaivan Lechinche, and Rapapa's shor had a toothache, Ailu Paskal and Zaisa Vishasi Shukha Vitse. So the shor went and pushed off the cover of a beer barrel and he drank the beer, and in this way he felt better and he healed himself. So we see that a shor does have enough das in order to figure out an itza in order to heal itself. And the Gemara continues, Amr Rabbanan Kamid Rapapa, so Rabbanan asked the following question, Rapapa, Mi Matzah's Amit Sheri Dum Didei, how could Rabbi Yechon explain that when the Mishnah compares a shor and an adam, it was saying that the shor is similar to a person? Vaptani, in the ratio of the Mishnah, we stated, Sheri Shabiyish Patav, who Shabiyish Chayiv, that if Reuven's shor is Mevayish Shimon, then Reuven will be Patav. However, if Reuven's Mevayish Shimon, then Reuven will be Chayiv. Lachar, if you're saying that the Mishnah is telling us that we compare the case of shor to the case of a person, and when Reuven is Mevayish his friend, he certainly had Kavanah to Mevayish him, and that's why he's Chayiv for Baishis, and if so, Shoyer Dumi today is the Skabel of Vayish. The case of Shor must be similar to the case of Adam, and the Shor had Kavanah to be Vayish a person. As smart as you want to say that a Shor is, and it could figure out a way to heal itself, but certainly it won't have Kavanah in order to be Vayish a person. And the Gemara answers, in Chanami, we're talking about a case that Shoyer Dumi today, but when Reuben is Chayef Habayishis, he's not only Chayef Habayishis if he actually has intent to be Vayish his friend Shimon, but Kagunsh and Skabel Hazak, even if Reuben's intent is only to be Mazak his friend, and because of that, the Pearl Yotze is that he actually has been Vayish his friend, he will still be Chayiv. The Amamar, as we learned already on Daf Chav Zayin or Men Alef, Neskavah LaHazik, Afa Pishle Neskavah LaVayish, that even if Reuven only had Kavanah to be Mazik Shimon, and he didn't even have Kavanah to be Vayish Shimon, that certainly Reuven will still be Chayiv for Vayishis. And it's in this case that the Mishnah stated that Shor Yudumi today, even in a case where the Shor actually had Kavanah to be Mazik Shimon, and even so, Reuven will not be responsible to pay for the Vayishis that his animal caused to Shimon. Before we continue, let's point out that the Gemara answered according to Rabbi Yechon that in our Mishnah, the case of Shor is Dumi today, and in the Chanami, the case where he actually burnt down the Gaddish was where he was Sarach Le'Efrei, and that's why there's a Din of Kamal Rabbanei, and similarly, B'negei Shor, he was Boy Le'Efrei, and Rashi points out, Lab Dafka, that our Mishnah has to be talking about a case where the Shor actually did this in order to receive the Ishes, that Fil Loi Boy Le, as even if the Shor would not require the Ishes, Nami Chayiv L'Shalim, that certainly Reuven would still be Chayiv to pay for the damages that the Shor caused. El Al Koch Tavayu B'chod Milsa Mekminan Hayil Chiyuv V'Hayil B'tura. However, the Gemara wants to say that it's possible to Zetzai in the Mishnah that we're talking about the same case, both B'negei the case of the Shor and B'negei the case where a person burns down the Gaddish. The Hachi Mash Masis and the Mokum Zechayiv Zepata the Ishayu B'Loi Kabayi Le Loi Maturitz Yesh Chayiv Ma'isa Shayu Pata Ma'isa Atzmai the Iu B'Loi Bayi Le Mechayiv B'Tashlumin Ayin Rashi. And the Gemara continues. Rava Amar Rava states that I would rather not say that the way to be Medayik in the Mishnah is Shor Yudumi Dehu, as we have the question that the Gemara just asked. However, I would rather say that Hu Dumi Deshayri, and therefore we had the point that Ma Shayri Delei Kabayle, Af Hu Delei Kabayle, and L'Chayri, if it's a case of Mavi Ve'in Tzarech La'Afrei, so L'Chayri, according to Rabbi Yechon, you will not be Chayiv Misa, and if so, why is there a Din of Kamen Rabbanei, and why would the Mishnah state, Behu Shidlus HaGadosh B'Shabbos, that he's Patam M'Pteshu M'Shayiv B'Nafshayi, if certainly, since he's Mekalkal, and according to Rabbi Yechon, even B'Negei Mavi, if you're Mekalkal, then you're Patam, so L'Chayri, it's not M'Shayiv B'Nafshayi, and Reuven should be Chayiv for the damage that he does to the Gadosh of his friend on Shabbos. Rav explains, Masis Mishogeg, and as Rashi explains, that really the Mishnah was comparing a person to his Shor, and Hu Dumi Deshayri, as we explained, and when Reuven made this fire, it was in Tzarech La'Afrei, and even so, when Reuven is Hidlik as HaGadosh, he is still Potter, as we find a similar concept in a Gei as someone that actually doesn't actually Mishogeg on Shabbos, and even though he's not going to be Chayiv Misa for that action, he will still be Potter Mitashlumin, and as we know, Chayiv Mishogeg is Pturman HaTashlumin, which is the famous Hesed of Tanit Vechizkia. Therefore, Rava says that even in the case where Reuven actually created this fire b'mezid, but he was mekalkal and therefore he's potter for misa, he will still be potter mitashlumin based on the concept of the Tanit Vechizkia. And as the Gemara explains, the Tanit Vechizkia, and just like we find b'negei the din that Chizkia brought from a brisa, the Tanit Vechizkia, as we learned in Yeshiva of Chizkia, maka adam umaka behema, that the pasuk in Pashat Emma states umaka behema yishal mena umaka adam yumas, and therefore it is a comparison between the maka behema and maka adam, and we therefore compare the two, and we say that maka behema, just like in a case where a person damages an animal or he kills an animal, that certainly like chalakta be shegu be mezid, that we don't make any chilut between if the person was a shegu mezid because adam ul oilam be miskav l'shei miskavin, or if he had kavanah do so, if he didn't have kavanah, as once again there's a concept of adam ul oilam be derech ridul derech liya, as this has nothing to do with gullus, and therefore certainly there's no difference between derech ridul and derech liya lepeikrim mammon al chayim mammon. All cases Reuven will not be potter from paying for the damage they caused to Shimon Shor, and he'll be chayiv to pay, and he'll be chayiv mammon. And similarly, when the Torah teaches us umaka ad yumas, which is talking about a person that kills another person, loisachlik boy ben shegel mezid, we will not be mechala between a person that kills b'shegig or if he kills b'mezid, and shegig means where he didn't have intent to damage anyone at all, or be miskavlish emiskavin, and we will not be mechala between a case where Reuven intended to kill Shimon, or if he intended to kill someone but he didn't intend necessarily to kill this specific person, ben derech yudel derech liya, and we're not mechala between derech yudel and derech liya. And as Rashi explains, even in the case where Reuven kills Shimon b'shegig, and we know that Reuven is not even chayiv gullus if he actually kills someone derech aliyah, and even so, he's still going to be potter mitashlumin. And as the Brisa states, l'chayiv mammon al l'petra mammon, in all these cases, Reuven will not be chayiv to pay for his damages, and he'll always be potter because we'll say kamen rabnei. And even in the case of Shegig, Chayv Mitzvah Shegig, the Ptumin Teshlumin, and therefore Rav extends this din of the Tan Vechizkia, and he explains that this doesn't only apply to a case where Reuven is Pata for Misa because he actually did a Maisa B'Shegig, but even if Reuven actually did a Maisa B'Mezid and he burnt down the Gadash of his friend on Shabbos, that we would still say that even though Reuven will be Pata for Misa because he actually was Mekalkal on Shabbos, and even so, he'll be Pata from Teshlumin based on this idea of Tan Vechizkia. And the Gemara continues, Omle Rabbanon Ravos, Rabbanon said to Rava, Mi Matzis Mukhtbisal B'Shegig, how can you say our Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven is not going to be Chai Misa and he either did so B'Shegig, whereas Rava explained that he actually did so B'Mezid, but he actually did a Kilkel and therefore he's Pata from Misa, from a place you need a Benashik Tani. The Mishnah stated that the reason why Reuven is Pata from Teshlumin is because he's Chai Misa, and L'Chari, in your case, since it was a Kilkel, you're not going to be Chai Misa. And Rava answers that in Chanami, this is exactly what the Mishnah is meant to tell us. And Hachi Chama, and the Mishnah was actually saying the Svar of the Tan Vechizkia, that Kiyu the Mezid needed Benashik, that since in a normal case, if he did so B'Mezid and it wasn't a Kilkel, he'd be Chai Misa. And Mehechi Dami, in what case where you burn down the goddess of your friend, is it not a Kilkel, the Kabayla Ephraim, because Reuven needed the ashes, so has to be Shegig Pata. So therefore, at this point, even though Reuven did not need the ashes, and it's similar to the case of Shegig of Tan Vechizkia, in this case, Reuven actually did something which was a Kilkel, and therefore he's not Chai Misa, and even so, Reuven will be Pata from Tashlumen based on the Klal of Tan Vechizkia. And keep in mind, we learned on Gemara, like Rashi, however, I intended to do a Maskal or Masisim Beshegig, Pirish Bekutras, Durava Muki Masisim, Deloy Boyle Ephraim, U Pata Ma'isitam, Sheshegig Pata, Vein Loshim Mashbekin, that the Loshim of the Gemara is not Mashma, because it keeps talking about a case of Shegig and not talking about a case of Kilkel. The this case of a person that does something which is a Kilkel is not similar to the case where a person does a Maisa on Shabbos and he was a Shegig, because over there it is actually an Issa Malacha that was done. However, you didn't realize you were doing this Issa Malacha, but it was a full Issa that was done, and therefore we can understand that Chizkiya extends this din and he says the common Ramne applies even by Chayim Misa Shegig, they Ptum and Atashlumin. However, Avakan, in the case where a person was Mekalkel by Avara, according to Rabbi Yechron, in Issa Malacha, it's not an Issa Malacha at all, and L'chari, it wouldn't make sense to extend the Tan Vechizkiya to such an example, and why would it be that Reuven will be Pata from Tashlumin? And therefore, Tais explains Agamar differently, Ali Yishleim, Masis Meshegig, that what Rav meant is that the Mishnah is talking about a regular case of Shegig, and Rav is just coming to explain that even according to Rabbi Yechron, we're going to say our Mishnah is talking about a case where Tzarech La'Efray, but still Rav was bothered that the Mashmois of the Mishnah was that it's a case of Hu Dumi D'Shayri, and according to Rav, just trying to explain how does a comparison between the case of Shar and the case of an Adam that burns down someone's Gaddish, and the comparison is that Masher B'Shegig Afu B'Shegig Vafilu Hachapata Midatan Vechizkia, and that is the Chiddush of our Mishnah. And we begin the Mishnah Shahashar Yeredev Achashar Achav Huzik, if Reuven Shar is running after Shimon Shar, then we find that Shimon Shar is damaged, Zeh'i Mishar Chahizik, and Shimon says that your Shar damaged my Shar, and therefore Yechayev B'Zeh'i Meloi Ki Ela B'Sel Lelaka, and Reuven says that my Shar did not damage your Shar, and your Shar got damaged from Iraq. So the Mishnah teaches us Hamitzim Mechavel of Raya, that Reuven doesn't have any responsibility to pay Shimon unless Shimon will bring Edim that will actually testify that Reuven's axe damaged his axe. And as Rashi states in Maseches Gittin, that the din of Hamitzim Mechavel of Raya is a din deraisa based on the pasuk Amid Bal Dvarim Yigash Aleim, which is a pasuk in Pashat Mishpatim, and we learn Yagish Raya Aleim. And Ayin Rashi will explain that when Reuven says to Shimon Zerim Eloi Ki Ela B'Sel Laka, Zok Rashi Mischachachay B'Sel Laka, that Shimon's animal was rubbing against a stone in order to scratch itself. That is how Shimon's animal got hurt, and it's Mashmam Rashi. If Reuven would actually claim that it's true that my Shar was running after your Shar, but my Shar did not actually damage your Shar, and instead your Shar ran into a rock, so in that case Reuven will be Chayib, as L'maisa his Shar causes damage. Ayin Demiri, who actually explains the sugya in this manner, and he says, and even though that Reuven is saying that the reason why your Shar got damaged is because of my Shar, as because my Shar was chasing after the animal, that's why it ran into the stone. However, in Khan El Gromo, it's only considered Gromo, who Potter, and he's Potter, Shamaitzi Mechaber, Oliver Raya. And the Mishnah continues with the second case, Hayishnaim Rate from Acher Echad, if there were two Shvarim that belonged to two separate people, and Reuven and Shimon Shar were running after Levi Shar, and there were actually two aided that came and said that we saw one of these two Shvarim that actually stays Levi Shar. However, Zelim Mesharchezik, Reuven says that it was Shimon Shar that damaged Levi Shar, Zelim Mesharchezik, and Shimon says that it was Reuven Shar that damaged Levi Shar, Shneim Paturin. In that case, both of them will be Pata. And once again, this is based on the Svar of Hamitz Bechavel of Raya. And as Rashi says, at the top of Daflam and Heim Beis, the Tabao Matchulei. And we continue on Daflam and Heim Beis. And the Mishnah states in However, if both of these shvarim belong to Reuven, then shneim chayavim, then both of them will be chayiv. And of course, the Gemara will ask on daf lam vav benav that how can we say that both of them are chayiv if we're only talking about one owner? The Mishnah continues, as we know, if a tam is mazik, an animal, then number one, the owner only pays chatzin nezik, and number two, the owner only will pay migufay and will pay from the actual animal, and he won't have to pay from his own money. And therefore, the Mishnah continues with the third case, if the two shvarim that belong to Reuven, one of them was a larger one and one of them was a smaller animal, and the nizik says that the larger one was mazik my animal, and therefore you'll have enough money to pay for my chatzin nezik from the guf of the animal. And the mazik states that although it's true that one of my shvarim certainly was mazik your animal because there are witnesses that testify to this fact, but loy ki el katan nizik, but the maisa, the smaller animal, was the one that was mazik your animal, and therefore he tells Shimon that he could only collect up to the value of the smaller animal, and you will lose out. And similarly, the Mishnah continues, echad tam ve'echad mu'ud, if Reuven had two shvarim, one was a tam and one was a mu'ud, ha'nizik oimim mu'ud hizik, and the nizik states that the one that damaged me was the mu'ud, and therefore you have to pay nizik sholim, and also you have to pay min aliyah, va'mazik oimim, and the mazik says, lo'i ki'el tam hizik, then number one, it was a tam, and therefore I'll only chayiv chatzin nizik, and number two, I'll only have to pay megufay, ha'metzi b'chabeh al raya, once again, the din is, metzi b'chabeh al raya, the passage would seem that in the first case, he would have to pay from the cotton, and in the second case, Reuven would at least have to pay the lower amount, and I'll have to pay chatzin nezek, and I'll have to pay migufay, because at a minimum, Reuven is meida that his smaller animal, or the tam, was actually mazik, Shimon's animal. The Mishnah continues with another case. Shimon had two animals that were damaged. Echad gadol ve'echad katan, one was larger, one was smaller, v'mazikin shnayim, and Reuven also had two animals. Echad gadol ve'echad katan, one was larger, one was smaller. Hanizik imer, and Shimon states, gadol hizik is a gadol, that the large one was mazik, my larger animal, the katan is a katan, and the smaller animal of Reuven was mazik, my small animal, and therefore I'll be able to collect for both. As Lemaisa, he's concerned that since we say Miguva Mishalim, so maybe he would not have enough if the cotton damaged the gadol. As Lemaisa, the cotton's value will not be enough to cover the loss from the gadol. And meanwhile, Reuven states, Loiki el cotton sagadol, that really what happened was my smaller animal shtoist your larger animal, and the gadol sagadol, and my larger animal damaged your small animal. And this way, Reuven will gain, and Shimon will have a larger loss. And similarly, in the case, Echad Tam ve'Echad Mu'ud, with two of Reuven's animals damaged two of Shimon's animals, and one of Reuven's animal was a Tam, and one was a Mu'ud, and one of Shimon's animals was larger, and one was smaller. So once again, in Nizik Oimim, Mu'ud, Hizik HaZagadol, V'Tam HaZakotin, Shimon will claim that the Mu'ud was Mazik, my larger animal, and therefore I should get Nezik Sholim on the larger animal, and your Tam was Mazik, my small animal, I'll only take Chatzi Nezik for the small animal, and Lamaisa certainly is better for the Nizik and better for Shimon. V'Mazik Oimim, Reuven claims, Lo'i ki el Tam HaZagadol, that my Tam stays your larger animal, Mu'ud is a cotton, my animal that was a Mu'ud stays your cotton, and of course this would be beneficial to Reuven. And once again, in this case we'll also say, and our Gemara begins, Rabbi Chiba Abba tells us, Zois Emeris, from the fact that the Rabbon and our Mishnah stated that the din is Hamaytzi Mechaber Al Raya, so we see Chalukalam Chaber Al Sumchis, that our friends are Chaluk on Sumchis, as he holds that when you have money that there's a suffix on, then the din is that it's Yachleku, and as Rashi brings down, that is based on a Gemara and Daf Mem Vav Beis, where we learn B'shoshan Al Zapara, that Mammon Utu B'Safik Chalkin, and Masisin Sheminan, the Chalukin of Chaver, the Kani Hamaytzi Mechaber Al Varaya. And the Gemara continues, Omli Rab Abba Bamamal, Rab Chiba Abba, so Rab Chiba Abba stated this, so Rab Abba Bamamal, yes, Rab Chiba Abba, Omma Sumchas Hafil Bari Bari, does Sumchas say his Kal of Mammon Utu B'Safik Chalkin, even in a case where both sides are Bari in their Tainis? Mukher, how can you say from a Mishnah that Rabbana argue on Sumchas, as maybe Sumchas is actually Moidin in the case of a Mishnah, which is the case of a Bari Bari, that the Din is Hamaytzi Mechaber Al Varaya, and Omalay, so Rab Chiba Abba responded to Rab Abba Mamamol in Amasumchas Afilu Bari Bari, that Sumchas hold that even in the case of Bari and Bari, the din is that you're chokin, and we do not say Hamaytzi Mechavel of Raya. And Rashi says the chiddush is the shneim tainin tainis Bari, that even in the case where both of them are tiny and tainis Bari, Afilu Heich the Nitba tain Bari li sheini chayim, and even though the Nitba says that I'm certain I'm not chayiv anything to you, Afilu Hachi, and even so, Kivin the Beidina Misafka Man Kam Nekushto chokin, that Sumchas hold that since Bezin is Misufik, who is actually saying the truth, therefore the din is chalkin, the karma masis, and like a sukhas, and therefore our Mishnah, which is discussing a case of Bari Bari, and the Mishnah tells us that the din is how makes Mechavel Raya, is certainly not like sukhas. And the Gemara is, Umaydu masis and Bari Bari, how do you know that our Mishnah is talking about a case where both Reuven and Shimon are tiny and tiny as Bari? And the Gemara explains, explain the Tani, because our Mishnah gave a case that Zel Mishar Chizik, where Reuven Shar is running after Shimon Shar, and Shimon says to Reuven that I know that your Shar damaged my Shar. Vizelim and Mazik, Reuven says back to Shimon, Loiki Elabiselaka, the Lashon of Loiki is Mashmar, that he's certain that my Shar did not damage your Shar, and instead your Shar got damaged by a stone. And as Rashi states, Mashmar de Pshitle de Biselaka, and even though the Nitma is saying, I'm certain that I don't owe you any money, Tanakama holds that the Din is Hamaitz Mechavel of Raya, and even so, Sumchus would argue in Tanakama, and he would hold that even in the case of Bari Bari, the Din is Chokin. And the Gemara continues, Maskavla Rapapa, Rapapa will try to bring a Raya, that our Mishnah is not talking about a case of Bari Bari, and therefore you can't bring a Raya, that Sumchus is arguing on the Tanakama, even in the case of Bari Bari. As Rapapa points out, Medureisha Bari Bari, if you're telling me that Dureisha is talking about a case where both Ruben and Shimon were Bari, so Sefer Nami Bari Bari, the case of the Sefer must also be talking about a case where both of the parties are Bari, and Eim Sefer, so let's see the Sefer of the Mishnah, Ha'echad Gadol Ve'echad Katan. Reuven owned two animals, and they were running after Shimon's animal, and Shimon's animal is damaged. Then the Nizik Oimeh Gadol Hizik, Shimon comes and says that the larger animal was Mazik, my animal, and therefore you have to pay a larger amount to me. Mazik Oimeh Loi Ke'el Katan Hizik, and the Mazik states that the smaller one was Mazik, your animal, and therefore I'm only chayv to pay Migufoi, and I only pay the value of the smaller animal. And the Mishnah also brought another case of Echad Tam Ve'echad Mu'ed, if one of Reuven's animal was a tam and one was a muad, and Nizik Oimeh Muad Hizik, and Shimon says to Reuven that your animal, which is muad, was mazik my shar, and yichayev nezik sholem, and yichayev to pay me'aliyah, that mazik Oimeh, and Reuven says, loy ki el tam hizik, that my animal that damaged you was the tam, and therefore I'm only chayev chetzi nezik, and I'm only chayev to pay me gufay. The Mishnah taught us, hametzim mechaber l'v'raya, and Rapapa now is, halom meis raya, that the mashmois of the Mishnah is, that if Shimon cannot bring a raya, that Reuven's animal that was the muad was the one that shleith him, shakul could am a mazik. That certainly since Reuven was moidah that his animal that was a tam was mazik Shimon, and Reuven said this in the Lashon Bari, as he said loy ki, and he said that certainly that my animal that was a tam was mazik your animal, and therefore certainly Shimon will be able to collect at least chetzi nezek from Reuven. But Rapapa is, if that is the din of the Mishnah, name it have a tifted Rabbi Ben Nosson, let the we should have a raya against the din of Rabbi Ben Nosson. Because Rabbi Ben Nosson taught us, ta'anu chidin v'hit loy b'sayim pata, if Reuven goes and tainis to Shimon that you owe me a bushel of chitim, and Shimon turns to Reuven and says, I don't owe you chitim, but I do owe you a bushel of barley, the din is that Shimon will be potter. And as Rashi points out, that even though Shimon admitted that he owes sa'irim to Reuven, still Shimon will not have to pay Reuven, because Reuven actually said to Shimon, that I definitely didn't give you sa'irim, therefore it's as if Reuven was meichel sa'irim to Shimon, and therefore Shimon doesn't have to pay sa'irim either. And in our case as well, since Shimon the Nizik said that I'm certain that your shar that was the muad damaged my shar, so it's as if Shimon was saying that I also am saying that your shar that was a tam did not damage my shar. Therefore, how can we say that halo maisuraya shakal could on the mazik, and Shimon will actually be able to collect from Reuven based on his shar tam and take the amount of chetzi nezek from the guf of the tam? If l'chayru l'fi Rav Ben Nosson, Shimon was meichel any money that he will receive from Reuven's tam. And as Rabbeinu Chananel points out, the Gemara doesn't want our Mishnah not to go like Rav Ben Nosson, because l'maisa we pass like Rav Ben Nosson, and the Gemara therefore says El Bari V'Shema. So we have to say that our Mishnah is actually talking about a case of Bari and Shema. And therefore, as we will explain in a moment, the Mishnah will work out according to the sheet of Rav Ben Nosson. And the Gemara asks the Kanya Bari man, the Kama Shema man, that who is the one in our Mishnah that stated a Tainus Bari and who had a Tainus Shema? He named the Kama Nizik Bari. If we're going to say that Shimon, who was the Nizik, he actually had a Tainus Bari, the Kama Mazik Shema, and Reuven was the one who had a Tainus Shema. And for example, Shimon was the one who said, I'm certain that your animal that was a muad damaged my animal. And Reuven said, I'm not sure exactly what happened, but I claim that my animal that was a tam damaged your animal. And the din is, and Shimon would have to bring a raya that Reuven's animal that was a muad strikes his animal. But l'maisa, we would make a deal, call l'maisa raya, shakal kudam mazik. If Shimon doesn't bring a raya, then Reuven would have to pay at least like a tam. But l'chira, akati le'metev t'ifta rabba nasin. And since you're telling me that the Taveya Shimon is actually the one that is Bari, Shimon said that I'm certain that it was Reuven's animal that was a muad that shtois my animal. Therefore, once again, it's as if Shimon said that I'm certain that it wasn't Reuven's animal that was a tam that shtois my animal. And therefore, how could it be that Shimon will be able to collect from Reuven's animal that's a tam? If Lamech said this should be exactly like the case of Rav Ben Nosson of Tanu Chitim Vahidle B'Sarim and his potter, because L'Chaira Shimon was meichel any money that he will get based on the fact that Reuven's tam shtois his animal. And Rav Papa continued with his long wrong raya, el the common nizik v'shema, the common mazik bari. So it must be that the case of the mission was where Shimon tainted that I'm not sure what happened here, but I claim that your mood stays my animal, and therefore you chayim nezik shalim. However, the mazik said that tainted bari, and he said that I'm certain that it was my tam that stays your animal, and I'm only chayiv chatzin nezik. And it is specifically in this din that the Mishnah stated hamazik v'chayim raya, and of course this would not be against Rabbi Banasan because the Teveya did not have a tainted bari, and he wasn't tanu chitin v'hoid le b'sayim. He wasn't tining anything. He was just saying, I'm not exactly sure what happened here, but I think your mood stays my animal and yichayiv nezek shalim. But it could be that your tam stays my animal and yichayiv chatzin nezek, and therefore he wasn't giving up on that taina, and that's why even according to Rabbi Banasan, if Shimon is not able to bring any tainus, Reuven would still have to pay him chatzin nezek, and therefore Rav Papa just proved that if you want the Mishnah to go according to the sheet of Rabbi Banasan, we have to explain that the sefer of the Mishnah is talking about a case where the nizik was a shema and the mazik was a bari, and therefore Zakra Papa made the sefer nizik shema mazik bari. That since we just proved that the sefer of the Mishnah is talking about a specific case where Shimon stated a tainus shema and Reuven had a tainus bari, Reisha Nami nizik shema mazik bari, and the Reisha of our Mishnah where we stated shar shari reid of acha shar acha v'husik zeli mishar chizik bzeli meloi keil b'selalaka. We're also going to be talking about a case where Shimon, who was the nizik, came with a tainus shema, and he claimed to Reuven that l'chayr you owe me money because it seems that your shar damaged my shar. And then Reuven responded with a tainus bari, and he said that certainly my shar did not damage your shar, and your shar was damaged by a stone. And this would actually be beduik in the Mishnah because the lashon of loy ki is only stated in the gate of mazik. The Gemara states that this can't be the pshat in our Mishnah because l'maisa the only chiddush that we would have in our Mishnah is that the rabbanon are being chiluk on sumchas, and the rabbanon hold hamitzi mechivel v'raya, and sumchas would hold in this specific case chalkin. If the Mishnah is talking about a case where the mazik was bari and the nizik was a shema, so l'chayr in this case it's impossible that sumchas would argue in the chumim and sumchas would hold that the din is chalkin if the nizik himself is unsure with his claim. Therefore, certainly even sumchas would agree to the chumim that the din is hamitzi mechivel v'raya. It would be no chiddush of the Mishnah, and as the Gemara says, v'amas sumchas afil b'had isuch lashmin loy. You think in a case where the nizik was a shema that sumchas would actually say that the nizik would be able to have a taina and the din would be chalkin. Certainly, sumchas would agree to the chumim that the din is hamitzi mechivel v'raya, and therefore this also can't be pshat in our Mishnah. And the Gemara therefore says loy in the chenami did not pshat in the Mishnah, but sefer nizik shema umazik bari. The case of the sefer was like we said before that the nizik was a shema umazik bari. Therefore, that case was not a tifta on Rabbi Nosson. Reisha nizik bari umazik shema. The case of the reisha was when the nizik was a bari and the mazik was a shema. It's in this case that there's a chiddush in the Mishnah. The Tanakhama states that although sumchas would hold that the din is chalkin, we hold hamitzi mechivel raya. And the Gemara asks, "Vale dami reisha l'sefer?" That how can you say the sefer is talking about nizik shema mazik bari and the reisha is talking about nizik bari mazik shema if they're not exactly the same case? And Rashi takes this question even further that kiven the safe seif lab b'chadam milsa mukbislu, that since we're saying the reisha and the sefer are not talking about the same as their case, shapim matzir abchir ba'abaluk bilu reisha v'bari bari. So what's your question from the sefer that we see in the sefer we're talking about a case that the nizik was shema mazik bari and therefore the reisha cannot be talking about a case of bari bari? Maybe the reisha is talking about a case of bari bari and the sefer is talking about a case where the nizik was shema mazik bari. And l'chayr, since the mishnah used the lashon of loy ki in the reisha, so l'chayr the mishnah is talking about a case where the nizik was a bari and the mazik was also a bari, and l'chayr we should have a raya that sumcha said his halacha that the din is chalkin even by a case of bari or bari. And the Gemara answers that that's not a question because amri bari v'shema shema bari chad milsohi. That certainly there is no question to say that the reisha and the sefer can't be talking about a similar scenario where one of the parties was a bari and one of the parties was a shema. And even though the reisha is talking about nizik bari mazik shema and the sefer is talking about a case of nizik shema mazik bari, but l'maisa it's the same idea. However, bari bari shema bari trei milin inu, to say that the reisha is talking about a case of bari bari and the sefer is talking about a case where the nizik was a shema mazik bari, that doesn't make sense. Therefore, the Gemara ends off that Rapapa has a good question on Rav Chiya ba'Abba, that l'chayr you can't bring me a raya from our Mishnah that sumcha said the din is chalkin even by a case of bari bari, as maybe the only time that sumcha said as a lacha is only in a case where the nizik was a bari and the mazik was a shema. Well, if the nitpa is a bari that he says that I'm certain that I don't owe you money, in that case sumcha may agree to the chachamim that I'm mitzvah mechaber all of a raya. Before we continue, let's point out that we just stated that our Mishnah is talking about a case where the nizik was a bari and the mazik was a shema, and the shita brings down a question from the Rosh that he asked in Taima v'aloi ki k'toni. L'maisa we were medayik that since the mazik said v'zel'i meloi ki ela b'sela laka, so we saw that the mazik was a bari and not a shema. So how can we say that the Mishnah is talking about a case where the nizik was a bari but the mazik was a shema? And the Teisa Rabbeinu Peretz points out that in the Chanami, according to Maskan Tanya Gemara, even though the Mishnah uses the term of loiki, it's not a lashon of bari, and it's lav dafka. However, the Rush says beishleimet the bari nami ayri that in the chenami that our Mishnah talked about a case where there was a bari in Shema, and it was also a case of bari. To b'tavai on Rabbanan hamaisim bechavel raya, and in both cases Rabbanan say hamaisim bechavel raya sheikahu bebari v'shema, but the ikah chiddush of the Mishnah is by bari v'shema, because in that case Simchas is arguing under Rabbanan, but in the chenami in the case of bari Simchas would be moida to the din of Rabbanan. And the Gemara continues, Gufa Om Rabbanasan, we just mentioned the din of Rabbanasan that Tanuchitim Vahid Le Bisayim Pata, and the Gemara says, Mike Mashmor Luchay was the Chiddush Rabbanasan, Tanina Luchay is a Brisa that's brought in Masechta Shavuos, as the Brisa states first, Tanuchitim Vahid Le Bisayim Pata, and the Gemara answers, Ime Hasam, if we would only have the Brisa, Hamina, we would think, Pata Mid Bechitin, Ein Echanami, that Shimon would be Pata from the Bechitin, but Chayyim would be Sayyim, but since Shimon was Maida that he owes Ruvain the amount of Bali, so therefore he'd be Chayyim Bisayim, Kamashmor, and therefore Rabbanasan teaches us the Pata Lagamri, that Shimon is Patal Gamri, and as we explained before, because as if Reuven actually said that you only owe me Chitin and you do not owe me Sarin, and he was Michael Shimon for any Sarin. The Gemara will now continue and ask two questions from our Mishnah, and both of the questions will be very similar, and the Teretz of the Gemara will also be very similar. Tanan, first the Gemara asked that we learned in our Mishnah, Hoyin Nezokin Shnayim, if two of Shimon's animals were damaged, Echel Gadol Echel Chatin, one was larger and one was smaller, and the Mazik also had two animals, one was larger and one was smaller. And Shimon claimed, Gadol Hizik Sagadol, the Kotz Cotton, and the Mazik claim loy ki ela cotton is a god of a goddess a cotton. The Mishnah Torah has Maisi Pechavel Raya, and we Mundai call him Maisi Raya. If Shimon would not bring the Raya, Shachar could become a Mazik, Shimon could still collect based on what the Mazik claimed, and even though he actually said that that's not what happened, and therefore he was Michael Shimon. And as the Gemara says, Amai Chitim Isarin Anu, and therefore this should be a Raya against Rabbi Nosson. And the Gemara answers that that is actually not Pshat in the Mishnah, and that's not the way that we should be Mundai from the Mishnah, but really the Mishnah is telling us the only way for Shimon to be able to collect anything is only if he brings a raya, but if Shimon would not bring any raya, then he would not be able to collect, as this would be a case of Tanuchidim Vahidim Misayim. Therefore, Shimon was Michael, and he said, I will not collect from Reuven in any other manner. As Rashi explains, if Shimon brings a raya, then he could collect. But if he doesn't bring a raya, then Shimon will not be collect. And your initial diak was the incorrect assumption. And the Gemara continues and is that how can you tell me that if Shimon doesn't bring a raya, then Shimon can't collect? But we learned to that the din is that if Shimon cannot bring a raya, then Reuven will pay for the smaller animal from his larger animal, and for the damage that was caused to Shimon's larger animal, Reuven will pay from his smaller animal, and therefore we see that Shimon can collect. And the Gemara answers that in Chenami, it's not a din of collection, but the toughest, we're talking about a case where Shimon actually grabbed onto the animals of Reuven, and therefore in this case, since he was typhus, so therefore he'll have an ability to keep these animals, as by the fact that he was typhus, therefore you see that he wasn't Michael. And the Gemara continues and asks a similar question around Rabbi Nosson from the next case of the Mishnah. At Tanam, we learned in the Mishnah, two of Reuven's animals, two of Shimon's animals, and one of Shimon's animals was smaller and one was larger, and one of Reuven's animals was a tam and one was a muad. The Mishnah taught us, Hanizik Omer, that Shimon, who is damaged, he says to Reuven, muad hizik sagadol, that your animal that is a muad was mazik, my larger animal, and yechai to pay me nezik shalom min aliyah, and v'tamas akotin, and your animal that was a tam was mazik, my smaller animal, and is on that damage, you're only chayiv chetzi nezik and only megufai, and therefore, of course, this would be more beneficial to the nezik. The mazik states loy ki el tamas hagadol, that my tam damages the gadol, and I only have to pay chetzi nezik on the gadol and only megufai of the tam, and a muad is a cotton, and my muad would damage your cotton, and on the cotton I'll pay nezik shalom, and of course, this is beneficial for the mazik. The Mishnah taught us hametz mechavel of raya. Once again, the Gemara tries to medayek kolam meisu raya, that if Shimon would not bring raya, shakol kolam mazik, and it's mashma that Shimon would still be able to collect, and he'll be able to collect based on what the Mazik said, which is Tamas HaGadol and Muas HaKotin. And L'chari, once again, V'amai, Chitin HaSarin Inu, that L'chari, this is the case of Chitin HaSarin, and if so, according to Rabbi Nosson, Shimon should not be able to collect anything, and L'chari, it's a raya against Rabbi Nosson. And we continue on Daf Lam Vav Min Aleph, and once again, the Gemara answers, Roy Lito Ve'inloi, if Shimon will bring a raya to his side, then Shimon will be able to collect, but if Shimon doesn't bring any rayas, then he won't be able to collect anything, as certainly the din is like Rabbi Nosson. And in the case of Tanu Chitin V'hoidle B'sarin, that the nitva is potter and doesn't have to pay anything. Once again, the Gemara asks, "Vatani, but we have a brisa that states harizu mishtal and kotem and murid or gadol and tam." And therefore, you see that the mazik does have to pay to the nizik. And how can you say that the Shimon will not be able to collect? And once again, the Gemara answers the tafas that we're talking about a case where Shimon was typhus these animals. Therefore, clearly he wasn't meichel. And since Shimon was typhus, therefore he could take lekotem and murid and legadol and tam. And ayin taisa dima maskel holam maisuraya shokol kudam a mazik. Where he asks, "What is the Gemara's habmina and how?" how could the Gemara even ask this question? As how do you know that if you didn't bring a raya, Nizik will be able to collect based on the Mazik's taina? Maybe the Nizik will not be able to collect at all. And Taisa explains that since it says it's mashma, it's only on what he wants to take, where the machlik is on that he needs raya of mashu maidloi, but whatever Reuven was made to him, loy, there would not be a need for raya, and certainly Shimon will be able to collect. And therefore, Taisa is bothered that Lachir lefit maskanas Gemara, how could the Gemara say that Shimon doesn't have a right to any money if Lachir the Lashna Mitzvah Mechabel of Raya is not mashma like that? And therefore, Taisa says, Lachamanda Mishani, Royalito, Veinloi, Hainab loy tafas, Alba tafas eishloi, but certainly where Shimon was typhus, these animals, then certainly Shimon will collect as we stated, and therefore Lashna Mitzi is going to be a valid Lashon based on the fact that where Shimon was typhus the animals, then Shimon can collect. Before we finish, let's just go back for a moment to one case that we had in our Mishnah, where there was a Shaila, if Reuven's animal was a Tam or Mu'ud, that Shoy Shimon's animal, and it was bothered that Lachir, why don't we say that certainly it was the Mu'ud that Shoy's his animal, because it's a Chazakah that the Mu'ud is the one that's going to Shoy's, and Tam does not have a Chazakah that it's going to Shoy's. And the Ra'ah explains that that is why the Mishnah actually stated that the case was where we saw that Reuven's animals were running after Shimon's animal, and by the fact that the Tam was running after Shimon's animal, therefore, as the Ra'ah says, the Kibin the Chazin al Tam Reidif, Yotzim Mechaskas Tam, and we will stop over here.